Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at colon cancer. Cancer has affected most people in one way or another, making us warily question the need for microwave use and interrogating the ingredients in every product we encounter. The fact is, we are far more sensitive to the possibility of developing cancers, making lifestyle modifications one of the more effective and growing ways persons can try to reduce their risk of developing cancer. Colon cancer is one of the more popular cancers in Jamaica, affecting both men and women. The body has what is called a gastrointestinal tract, or GI, made up of the mouth, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, which includes the rectum and anus. Essentially, it's the passage food takes as it passes through the body. Most people are familiar with the intestines in the human body, as we fondly call it tripe. The intestines are made of multiple parts, including the colon, another name for the large intestine. Consultant gastroenterologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Mike Mills, says there are a number of cancers that can affect the gastrointestinal system.
Cancer of the esophagus, cancer of the stomach, cancer of the colon, these are the common ones that we see in Jamaica. Pancreatic cancer and liver cancer also occur and are associated with the GI tract.
Dr. Mills says most of these cancers are associated with lifestyle changes and can therefore be made worse with unhealthy lifestyle practices.
Smoking, diet, obesity, alcohol use, these are all associated with cancers of the stomach, the esophagus, colon, pancreas, and liver. Most individuals who present with cancer really don't have a specific sign that will tell you that a cancer is on board. It can be a very non-specific presentation. Bleeding, for example, blood in the stool is one of the common presenting complaints that patients may have. And then once you present the blood, the concern is, do I have cancer of the bowel?
There are, however, multiple conditions that may cause bleeding but aren't cancer.
Common things like hemorrhoids, for example, diverticular disease, these can also present with blood in the stool. Obviously, the older you are, the greater your chance of having a cancer in the bowel as the cause of bleeding, which is why it's important for all individuals to be aware of the possible symptoms of cancer, but also to present before the signs and symptoms to try and prevent the chance of developing a cancer at the very, or presenting with a cancer at a late stage.
Screening is important, especially for more popular cancers such as colon cancer. Now, colon cancer is the third most common cause of cancer-related deaths in our population, both in males and females. In females, only cervical and breast cancer would be more common than colon cancer, while for males, it would be prostate and lung cancer.
The important thing for colon cancer, even more so than most other cancers, is that you can take active steps to prevent development of colon cancer by doing active screening.
Screening protocol can be developed in individuals depending on their risk. And the truth is, everyone is at some risk for colon cancer, since everyone has a colon. But some are at a higher risk, depending on factors such as diet. For example, diets high in fat and processed meat and low in fiber. Other factors are lifestyle, presence of disease, and age.
There are a few medical conditions which also increase your risk, which are less common, such as inflammatory bowel disease or ulcerative colitis, which will increase your risk after about 10 years. And so these individuals will need to take active steps much earlier than the average individual to try and prevent the development of colon cancer.
Consultant gastroenterologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Mike Mills. Average risk individuals would need to do screening for colon cancer from age 45 to 50, and the screening may take many forms, for example, a stool test for blood. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.